We are looking at previous studies. This corridor has been studied, and we're going to take advantage of those studies. So the previous Vermilion Street corridor plan that was done by HLA, that was done in 2018, really does point us in the right direction with some of the key issues. That was oriented a little bit more economic development-wise, but there were certainly some transportation elements in there, and we'll take advantage of those as we look forward to solutions in the corridor. Similarly, with the people moving plan that was done more recently, that one was looking at crossing of the corridor more so than really trying to think about people moving up and down the corridor from a pedestrian and bike facility perspective. In the comp plan itself, we start to see some guidance towards what you might see for a vision, especially further south in the corridor. It really stands out in my mind where we see some opportunities. You see like the idea of closing 21st Street and maybe are realigning that to a 23rd Street intersection. And so there's really some creative things there that can be playing off of as we move forward in the study.